Welcome to the Christian Youth Camp Podcast. At Camp Chioka, it has been our mission for over 50 years to lead campers into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ and each other. These conversations share the heart of our camp family in efforts to lead us all into a deeper relationship with the Lord. Oh my goodness, I am jumping for joy that today we get to hear from my bestie, my bunkmate, and my soul sister, Kendall Branton. Kendall is a student at the University of South Carolina and our day camp coordinator here at Camp Chioka. She's going to talk with us about childlike joy and trust and how she's learned that from kids, which is cool to hear since I have learned that same joy and trust from watching her faith blossom. Kendall will talk about loving with consistency and persistency no matter who the person is and just what it's like to be a Christian in a secular world and showing the face of Jesus when uninvited to do so. Kendall is an encourager of people. She's a celebrator of life, and I praise the Lord that I get to live alongside her daily. So it'll be so fun for all of our new friends to hear her heart. Kendall, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh my gosh, it is a pleasure to be able to be sitting with you for this podcast.
So what has the Lord taught you through camp that has affected your life outside of these walls?
Oh my gosh, there are just so many things, and it's hard to think about where to begin. But thinking about junior weeks, I really feel like the Lord just taught me a lot about slowing down and truly just like channeling my inner 10-year-old self and having that childlike faith, like no matter the situation. And just, I don't know, like choosing joy over worrying and just choosing happiness and not letting every little thing build up and like weigh me down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, just like walking in freedom. And it's kind of like when you think about a little kid and they like trip and fall down, they like cry for a second, but then they get back up and it's like a brand new day and like nothing's gonna hold them down. So I feel like that is just like, I don't know. Does that answer the question?
Yes. Every 10 minutes for them is a new life and a new journey and a new excitement. And they're not weighed down
really
by any of the past. So how has that changed the way that you live outside of camp watching the littles in that way?
Honestly, I'm being completely honest. So last summer was my first summer out here. And I just like didn't really keep in touch with a ton of camp people once I got back to school. I'm very much a person, like where I am is where I am fully, and I kind of forget about everything else. But truly this past semester, I have been keeping in touch with one of my littles from last summer. And she was 9 last summer and now she's 10. And we've been writing letters back and forth to each other. And it's really just like caused me to remember that like childlike mindset and to just like rejoice in the little things. So like from outside of that, like having more grace, having more patience, showing more compassion, just like more, and rather than like getting caught up in everything. I don't know. What does that mean?
Yes, because we can think about how much do I have to give and what our limits are so easily, but then to think, no, just keep giving more and more and more.
Yeah.
Because the well never runs dry if the well is the Lord.
Yes, and in regards to I just know her name's Ivy, and it's just been the sweetest thing to get to write letters back and forth to each other. And it's just brought so much like happiness and joy to know that like a friendship that is only a year old and the age difference between us, it's just so sweet. I lost my train of thought, but
sweet Ivy. What about like Ivy specifically, whether it's her letters or just having her, like what stuck out to you the most?
Honestly, her joy. And so I think like going back to that, like a letter to her is just like, oh my gosh, yay. Like I get to hear from Kendall and she's so many miles away because Ivy lives in Louisiana and I live in South Carolina. And so, and thinking of that in terms of like our relationship with God, of like, God gets so excited when we like take time to just talk to him for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my gosh, my little child, Kendall, like, how has your day been? Like, what's been going on? And the same, and it's like, it's just like reciprocated because I should come to the Lord joyfully in a childlike manner of like, oh my gosh, my Heavenly Father, like I've missed you. Here's everything that's happened within the past hour, you know? And I just feel like the Lord has shown me so much through a friendship with a 10-year-old than just like, I mean, you know, just like the basic things like listening to a podcast or yes. watching a sermon. And that's just so cool to think about because the Lord rejoices in those moments because he is our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
And so thinking about it like that of like, precious child, I miss you. Like, tell me everything, you know?
Yes. And they haven't always had podcasts and they always haven't had sermons. They didn't even have the Bible at one point, but they've always had people.
Yeah.
And there's always been children. So aside from faith, aside from joy, what are other parts of childlike faith that you've learned from them?
Joy definitely is the number one, but I love how the littles question things and how a lot of times like our questions that we have when it comes to God are like, what about my future? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, where am I supposed to be? Their questions are just like, honestly, way more like not critical, but like,
honest,
like honest and like specific. And I'm like trying to think of an example off the top of my head, but like, say we're learning about Daniel and the lion's den, like they literally would be like, wait, like how did a lion not eat them? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cool how their questions are like super straightforward and they're like, okay, but hold on. And so that just, it's just so cool because they'll ask the hard questions, but they don't even second guess about the faith because
yes.
they know that the faith is there. And like, it's just really cool to know that like, they'll ask the hard questions, but they can discern from like truth and not truth. I don't know, you know?
Yes. So then after asking those hard questions, and we have to do that in our own faith and in our own prayer and in our own relationships, how do we carry that childlike faith into it and become more like that when we hear answers that we don't understand or we don't want to hear?
I think it comes down to faith and just like trusting that God is God and we are not for a reason. and it comes down to like, I keep saying this, and I was on the phone with a friend earlier today, and it's just like faithful obedience and like not being afraid to ask the hard questions or like the really specific ones in the Bible. If like, I don't know, asking something specific to Matthew, but just like trusting that like we have this faith and we're not supposed to know all the answers. And like, I feel like, okay, take a parent and a child, for instance, when they have a question, sometimes like they're too little to understand the answer. So a lot of times our parents are like, because I said so.
Yeah.
And in that sense, like we as children of God, like we just aren't going to be able to understand the answer right away. Because like that, like we just need to trust our Father and know that like, there's a good reason as like why we don't need to carry the burden of the world. Like that's why he sent Jesus. So yes.
Yes, we put ourselves out there like we have to be the deity. Bryant said this during the Bible study that we did together, but that we have to be God, the Father, and be all-knowing. But Jesus was praying in the garden like, Lord, I don't want this to happen, and just showing his own humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And we're allowed to be like that, and we're allowed to question, but then we have the obedience anyways. And
yeah.
When we tell our junior campers, we're going to go to the pool right now, and they are like kicking and screaming going, they still come. Like
yeah.
They just trust that we're leading our flock
yeah.
to the right place on the schedule at the right time.
Yeah. Well, and so going back to like faithful obedience, like kids are going to kick and scream and not want to go, but their counselor is their counselor and they submit to authority the same way, like in our relationship with God, when we're just like, I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't know why I have to like say, or like when they're questioning their faith, just like trusting like, okay, God is God. And even when I don't understand, I am still going to submit to the Father and trust him that he is going to like lead me well. And yes. He always will. And he always is.
Yes. I see that in you and your friendship because we both get dramatic and overwhelmed and there's just so many things flying around us.
Yes.
But then at the end of the day, we're like, but God's God and he's got this. And we just come back to that at the end of the night.
Yes.
In our prayer.
Right. And it's talking about our friendship again, I feel like it's so easy for us to want to micromanage everything and know everything and like know all the things. And when we just have to let God be God and truly just surrender all of that, which is so cool because children literally do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are the exceptions, of course, but I think even in the sense of like having, like, when kids start to go to school, they have a teacher and they just trust that authority. And they just submit to that authority the same way when little kids go to another kid's like house and their parents are there, they submit to that authority and they trust that authority. The same way, like, we should not question God's authority. Like, we should just submit to that and trust that and know that it is well and it is good.
Yes, you know? Because children don't want to be God. They want to be kids and they want to have fun. Yes. And they want to experience, but we want to be
in control.
Yes.
Which that makes you question, like, where does it switch?
I don't know.
Because when we're little, we, like I go back to, like, when little kids get a boo-boo, like, they run to their parents.
Yes.
Like, when did we stop running to the Father? And, like what?
Yes.
So, and going back to just junior campers and being out here and loving them so much, that, like, they just remind me to be a little kid and run to the Father and, like, trust that He has, like, the best intentions and the best plan. And even though I don't know it, it is good, and I just have to, like, let go. So, yeah.
Yes, and I see that joy and simplicity of faith in you. And
oh,
the story,
you.
I don't know if I'll say it right, but the story you told me that I'm like, this is Kendall in a nutshell, is that when you were little, I think you're like 6, and you told your mom, I just want to tell the devil how good God is.
Oh,
like, can
God.
I just talk to him and let him know? Because if he only knew how good the Father is, why wouldn't he want to be
fully
his?
That's a really funny story. And I could get emotional. For the longest time, I was really scared to tell people that story. But when I was little, I don't know. Like, when I think about it for too long, I get emotional because it's just so sweet that my ears were open to hearing the Lord at such a young age. But one night, my mom came into my room, and I was, like, just, like, trying to, like, talk to God about forgiving the devil, just so there could be peace in the world and everything is okay, and we can all just, like, love each other because God forgives everyone, so why can't the enemy just ask for forgiveness and it'd be fine? And, of course, my mom, like, comes in, and she's like, oh, my gosh, what are you, like,
going on? Who are you talking to?
But then being able to be like, Mommy, I don't understand because, like, I know that God forgives. Why is there this separation? And I just don't even know what I would do if a camper came up to me and was like, Miss Kendall, I don't understand. I would just be like, your heart is so beautiful. And, like, it's something that we just don't, like, this is just how it is. There is good and there is evil. But the battle has been won and, like, victory has come and we can rejoice in that. But so it's just crazy because obviously as, like, an adult, we don't think that, like we know that, like, the enemy, when he was an angel, he had fallen,
Yes. And
there was good and evil. But as a kid, you just have this mindset of, like, there's just so much hope and there's so much joy. And that is just so encouraging and, like, gives me chills every time because I'm just in awe of their faith.
Yes.
And it's just so encouraging. And I feel like people need to, I don't know, what am I trying to say? Like, don't doubt kids and don't doubt that they can't get it because they so can. And so what's important is, like, when a child accepts the Lord into their heart, like, to pursue those kids and to pursue relationships and, like, mentorships with the littles, that they can grow up and, like, be encouraged in their walk with Jesus when they start facing, like, temptations and peer pressures and different things, because that's so important.
It's having that firm foundation of, I just know how good Jesus is, and I just want to love him and to share him,
mm-hmm.
Like you did praying in your room that night for world peace to come.
It's crazy. So crazy. Oh my gosh.
But then moving kind of from a larger life aspect to this year, you were put in charge of planning a lot of the junior weeks and you've been working with all of our counselors on the skits.
Yes.
What heart goes behind that and what you want to be able to share with our littles?
Oh my goodness. So with littles and all the preparation that's been going into junior week, shout out to our programs team for that and Lauren Owen for writing those skits and coming up with those things. And I've gotten the gift of kind of facilitating rehearsals and stuff. And it's just been so cool because everything – we're teaching the same stuff to littles as we are to our middle schoolers and our high schoolers. And, like, the gospel does not change. But what's so cool is that we get to bring the gospel to life because, like, kids are such not only auditory learners, but kinesthetic learners and visual learners. And so being able to see a story play out in their head is just so important because, like, they're not going to forget that and they're really interactive with that. And even as almost a 21-year-old, it's so encouraging to see, like, Bible skits acted out in front of me just to bring you back to the basics and to remember.
Yes.
And also what I've loved so much this year is we have the story of Ruth in our Bible skits. And if I'm being completely honest, I couldn't recall that story off the top of my head. So it's just really cool how some of like the oldest Bible stories can be brought into junior skits to teach practical lessons and just to grow in your relationship with the Lord.
There's a verse in Hebrews and it says something about elementary teachings. Oh, wow. And though you should be adults by now, you're still that elementary level. And I think it was kind of written in like, you should be at this place and you're not. But I also view it in so much grace as to keep going back to elementary teachings, keep going back to you are loved. And the fight's won. Like, those are the things we need to know to face all the other hard things.
And I feel like this will relate. I am studying to be a teacher. I want to teach middle school. And we had to take this literacy course. And if I'm being completely honest, I never learned to love to read. And being in this class has just opened my eyes to the importance of teaching your students to love to read. And that goes back even from like the Bible. Like, if we can at a young age get kids to love to read in general, think about how much they're going to love to read the Bible. And so tying with like those junior skits, it just opens the door for them to like want to know more and want to study more and be like, okay, well, if this is the visual story, what does the actual Bible say about this? And what is like the story in the text? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's just so cool.
I wanted to ask, because it relates so well to camp, what is your heart behind wanting to be a teacher? Have you always wanted to be a teacher?
Oh my gosh.
What's your excitement in that?
I have wanted to be a teacher for as long as I can remember. I have a younger brother, and from as long as I can remember, I was that older sister that bossed him around and told him to sit at this desk, and I'm going to teach him a lesson, and here's homework, and there's like 5 minutes of free time. So I just always loved it. Growing up and like questioning, do I really want to be a teacher? What's the heart behind that? I knew I just loved kids, and I just knew that that was such a profession to just have like one-on-one encounters with them, to be able to influence them for the better. And I decided to choose middle school because I had a middle school English teacher who would do lifelines every Friday that just related to life. Talked about parents getting divorced, talked about peer pressure, talked about cheating, like talked about these different things that were hard conversations to have, but it was like he would just tell a story with it and have like a moral at the end.
Yeah.
Just so cool. And I just loved how he wasn't afraid to influence kids that are, you know, about to be into high school. And now he is a Christian too. And looking back, it's so cool to see how he loved his students and like led those lifelines with the backbone of Christianity and like the foundation of the Lord, even though he didn't explicitly say, Jesus is king and you need to follow him. And so tying that into camp, whenever I decided to apply to Camp Choka for the first time, I just knew that I wanted to do something different, but do something with kids just because I love them so much. And everyone had always said I would be a great camp counselor, and God just totally paved the way for me to come here. And that is just so beautiful in itself. But being out here, it's just only fueled my desire to teach. Because like kids are like, they're so important in like molding them, especially in middle school. It's like this U-shaped curve that researchers have studied, that kid, like middle school is an age where like they will like dip and go back down to like super childlike tendencies, and then they'll try to like rise up like as if they're an adult by the time that they're in the eighth grade. So it's just such an important age to influence and encourage and support. And just cheer them on for a positive impact.
Yes, I know. I was super, super nervous for middle school weeks. And when I have cousins that go through middle school, I'm always awkward around them, don't know how to talk to them. It's just a very scary age because I remember who I was then.
Yeah.
So, and you also do middle school through Young Life with your Wildlife girls.
Yes.
So what practical advice do you have to love middle school as well? Because we all have them in our life.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, asking questions and listening. It's so fun because at middle school, like, their personalities are totally developed, but they're also trying to figure out, okay, like, I know who I am, but how do I express who I am? How do I tell people what I like, just different things like that. And with my Wildlife Girls, shout out to Hand Middle School Wildlife Girls, they, like, knowing some of them who are super extroverted and will tell you their whole life story, but then knowing some of them that, like, you can just sense this fear in their heart and, like, fear to talk and, like, they just want to be accepted. So, like, eye contact, asking them questions, and then just listening. And when you do that, some middle school girls and boys too, they'll just start talking all the things. And some friends, you have to keep asking questions, and consistency and persistency is just so important.
Yeah.
And even on for girls love to talk, even if they pretend like they don't. And like guys, sports by far is just the best. And then guys that play video games, listen, like, play video games with, like, I just thinking about, like, ways to connect with them.
Yes.
And meeting them where they're at and, like, the things that they like. But coming back to camp, too, a lot of camp things are outdoors. So, like, guys, like, when they're playing sports, like, opening doors to conversations that will lead to, like, deeper conversations in cabin forum. And same with girls. And just, like, asking them what they like and then doing, like, being with them. Does that make sense?
Yes, I love that you said consistency and persistency, because we see when that's ineffective with middle schoolers.
Yeah.
But those are the same things needed for every age group. Yeah. But high schoolers are going to cover their hurt more.
Yeah.
And then also what you were saying with just showing interest in things, like, you lead the Zumba elective at camp and girls have to know you as the fun Kendall who wants to hang out with them so that they feel comfortable talking to you later.
Right.
And we were talking about this the other day, but here at camp, you're leading children intentionally and vocally for the Lord, and kind of nervous about one day having a classroom where you might not be able to talk about Jesus in the same way. What are your thoughts related to that? Because we all go into a secular workplace for the most part.
Yes. So on Sunday we had a church service, and I don't even know. I can't really remember how this came up, but we opened after the sermon, it was open to questions. Oh, like being the aroma of Christ.
Yeah.
And it is so, like, we, when the Spirit is in us, we, like, are the aroma of Christ. And that is in any secular, like, workplace job. I think something that I was worried about at first is just being watched. And nowadays, in today's world, it's so easy to do one thing wrong and then it just, like, be everywhere, especially depending upon the job. Like, I know teachers that have accidentally said something, accidentally done something, and I mean it's like shown on the news, just because teaching is such but it's a profession that's super important, because there are school districts where parents are more involved, and so they're going to be more on top of like who is teaching my kids.
Yes.
But something that's so cool about the aroma of Christ is just like, obviously, spending time with the Lord and your relationship with the Lord, but knowing that, like, God is going to move through you in the way that you love people, in the way that you talk to people, in the way that you serve people. And that is just something we can't forget, because, you know, I want to teach math and science and would choose math, but if the door opened to teaching science and that was like where God was leading me, amazing.
Yeah.
But there are some science topics, like, just for example, like evolution, or like the Big Bang, that scare me. And I'm like, how can I teach this, but also like teach it and somehow tie in Jesus with it? And I could spend so many minutes worrying about that in a day, but I'm not there yet. And just taking things day by day and letting the Holy Spirit guide you and know that like you are protected. And exactly what Willie said at church on Sunday, like these people in the Bible were prosecuted and they were like looked at differently because of their faith. But there's a way of doing it graciously and humbly that draws people in and draws people nearer to you. So I think that just an advice, like checking your heart and being super self-aware of like, am I loving people well? Would I be coming on too strong? And people say this all the time, and I feel like I've seen it on shirts, but like actions definitely speak louder than words.
Yes.
And showing the Lord based on the way that you live your life rather than like preaching all the time.
Yes, that's what you're talking about. The aroma of Christ, a lot of times you smell something before you see it.
That's so good.
So they'll know we're a Christian by walking into the classroom and like the general energy. And I think it's so easy for us to focus on our future worries, but we have to remember the same God that's with me today is going to be there.
Yeah.
And then something I heard a couple of weeks ago that really stuck with me is there is no junior Holy Spirit. Like, the Holy Spirit in a 5-year-old child is working in me today, and it's the same one that's going to be working in me when I'm 40. It's just how open we are to being vessels and lights.
That is so true. Oh my gosh, I'm getting emotional about it. But I had a friend from home tell me one time, she was like, you know, Canola, in my walk with the Lord, obviously, when you accept the Lord into your heart and you make him the king of your heart, you are like, heaven is open and you'll go to heaven, and you know that because like the Lord's never going to leave you. But why would I want to stop there? Like, I want to just study the Lord and study scripture and just continue to learn and not ever feel like, oh, I've learned enough for my lifetime, you know? Yes. And I just think that that is so cool, because, and as brothers and sisters in Christ, we just need to encourage each other in that and being like, don't stop there. Like, let's ask more questions. Let's learn more. Let's read more and different things.
Yes, absolutely. Because if we stop there, then we don't fully understand who God is.
Yes, yes.
And go ahead.
And going back to just tying it all in with junior kiddos, I feel like this is common, but most little boys, they're obsessed with dinosaurs. And they can, like, literally tell you all the things about a T-Rex that I would have never known in my lifetime.
Yes.
And all the other dinosaurs that I don't even know. But it's so cool that they, when they, like, get with something, they love it so much. And so just, like, that heart behind those kids that love something so much and they know all the things, that should be our heart about Jesus. Of like, oh my gosh, this scripture, that scripture, and not in a prideful way by any means, but just because we're so excited to learn and to be able to tell people all the things.
Yes, and in the way that they idolize us and they make us bracelets with their name on it so that we can remember them all year. And they just love the counselors so much, and they know all the counselors that they like want to date. Like, they're just very territorial over us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if Jesus could give us a bracelet with his name on it, he would too.
Yeah.
And that's something so evident in you and just every other teacher I know, is we come to camp to learn and to teach our campers. You go to school to learn in way more ways than just the classroom. And Two Mama talks about this all the time, but life is lessons and we're constantly learning. And that's a lot of the heart behind this podcast, is that we'll learn throughout the year and not just during summer.
And something too, just that just came to my heart, with these little kids, it's so cool because, you know, the goal is for its counselors to love them well, but they love us so well, which is just so, so cool. And with that too, like the way that they like think about all the, like they're obsessed with us, want to make bracelets for us, making sure that, like, yes, that's so satisfying, so we're so loved by them, but also just sort of like remembering to not have a prideful heart in that. And remember that, like, it's a gift to serve them, and we should just, when they're like obsessed with us and all the things, just like giving God the credit and like being glory on display, so that his glory may be on display and
absolutely
Christ can be magnified.
And it's just how much that he loves us through them, because I remember I was intimidated last summer about how am I supposed to spend enough quiet time with the Lord to then be with these campers, but God doesn't just work in the quiet. If we're fully doing our jobs and loving them, and I think this is with teachers, with parents, with counselors, our kids are going to be able to feed us a lot.
Wow. That's so cool.
And then our kind of our last questions were, what would you go back and tell yourself before camp, before coming here for the first time?
Definitely to, and I was telling this to someone the other day, I can't remember who, but push through the tiredness, you know, and like, because summer goes by so fast, the same way life just goes by so fast, but don't just push through the tiredness, and like, whether that's like doing 10 jumping jacks to be like, this is for the Lord, like, we're going to get hype. Just to absorb every moment and every minute with your campers, I think, because I struggle with being tired a lot, and I'm like, okay, do I want to sleep an hour away, or should I just like, put my energy I have into something else. You know, does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And I love how applicable that is to life outside. Because at school, like, I'm so tired, but the semester goes by so fast. And I want to. Doing things gives me energy. You just have to get to the point of doing it. And then what would you tell yourself off the camp high once you're taking finals, you've been away for months, and you just feel a little more distant from the Lord?
Megan, you said this earlier today, but remembering that camp is the real world, and like when you're in the midst of finals, closing your eyes and remembering that camp aroma and that camp atmosphere, and remembering that that can be outside of camp too. That doesn't just have to stay at camp. And so just remembering that and, like, just, I don't know, channeling that and having that fuel you. And then also, like, acting in faithful obedience. That's just been really heavy on my heart. And knowing that God is with you in those tough times and you're like, I am going to fail this test. What is happening? It's okay because it doesn't define you. God defines you. And just, like, keep choosing the Lord even when you feel like you don't see any fruit or is God really near? Like, we've all experienced the Lord. Like, you know that Camp High. You know what it feels like to just feel the Holy Spirit and get chills when you hear an inspirational testimony or when you read scripture for the first time and you're like, oh my gosh, like, the Bible says this. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Just, like, remembering that and being like, okay, faithfully, I am being obedient and I am going to choose the Lord first. And everything, like, outside of that is just going to overflow. Yeah. The Lord's going to overflow into my life. And something that has been really impactful to me, too, last thing, I know I can talk for forever.
Oh, my goodness, you're so okay.
But, like, doing everything as if it's for the Lord. Yeah. And with this past semester, I had to take statistics, and it was so hard. But being like, okay, I don't know how this is for the Lord, but I'm going to do it as though it's for the Lord. Yeah. And, like, the Lord is so faithful, y'all. And just eat, like, an encouragement, like, school is your job when you're in college because you're there to get a degree. But the people that you get to impact and the professors you get to know, like, that is, like, all those little moments of, like, seeing the Lord in the little things. It's just so important.
It's invaluable.
So just don't doubt. Just keep the faith.
Yeah. Is it Hebrews 11 that you've been going back to?
Oh my gosh.
Or is it 12?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she's slipping. Okay. Here we go, everybody.
Let's see. Okay.
And just anything else that's on your heart before we end.
Yes. This verse that God just threw at me and gave me chills. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And I just feel like that relates to so many things. Because, like, God doesn't want us to worry. Like, he just wants us to sit at his feet and trust. And that's through school, that's through work, that's through serving. Just to be with him and, like, to be confident in your faith. And it's okay to hope for things. Like, be confident in what you hope for and just, like, have assurance about what you don't see because that is God. And what a great God we get to serve and be confident in, you know.
Amen.
I know.
Are you ready to pray?
I'm ready to pray.
Jesus, thank you so much for Kendall and thank you for the gift that she is for our campers, the gift that she is at school, the gift that she is at home. And we just pray over all of our junior campers, Lord. We thank you for their simple faith. We thank you for their simple obedience and their trust and their love. And we praise you that we get to learn through them. Mm-hmm. I pray over everyone that gets to hear these words, that they fall upon good soil, that we would have open hearts, that there is no junior Holy Spirit, that you want to fully come into us, that we can fully love, that we can have fullness of joy, that we can have fullness of life in you. Lord, thank you that you want to teach us through the simple things. Thank you that it is only a simple and little way of living and that in our littleness, you are magnified. Mm-hmm. We love you and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank y'all so much for listening. Since the kingdom is not built in the media room, it is our hope that you take these ideas into real life conversations with friends, family, and the Lord. Be sure to find us anywhere you can scroll at Camp Chioga and live knowing that you are loved.